Here we go. Wednesday, August 25th, 2021. Two workouts, relatively short, all things considered, with 5 minutes rest between each. Here's what we have. You've got your beautiful air bike that you're going to get on. And then the first couplet involves a power snatch. Second couplet involves the power clean. Both are done at a percentage of your one rep max. So the first workout, 3 rounds for time of 9 power snatch at 60% of your one rep max, and then 9 calories on the bike for men, 6 for women. 3 rounds of that. Drop the hammer as much as you can drop the hammer. And 60%, right? It's quote unquote, it's light loading. Here's the deal. Yeah, it might be light in the first round, but also it becomes significantly less light, and it's up to you, depending upon how intensely you pedal that bike. Pedal that bike intensely, you'll be in a different world already in round two. So again, it's a wonderful choose-your-own-adventure today. Rest 5 minutes, and then, very similar, but we changed the movement. 3 rounds for time, 9 power cleans at 50% of your one rep max, and then the same deal on the bike. 9 calories for men, 6 for women. It's going to be a great day. This was a workout that when it came up the first time, it caught a significant amount of people off guard. To include very well-known CrossFit personality, Adrian Bosman. He saw it, liked it, did it, and I got a text message from him that day. He was like, "What was that? I did not see that coming. Why did that sting so badly? Why did that percentage of my one rep max suddenly feel so heavy?" So it's a beautiful, cool, sneaky workout. No need for those repetitions to be unbroken, but at that loading, there's a fair amount of people that will be able to touch and go for quite some time. That's great. But again, if touch and go doesn't feel good on your joints, there's no need to touch and go. You can do singles the whole time. We also have a two-person team version of today's workout, in case you can talk somebody else into doing it with you. And we did this on January 12th, 2021, if you want to go back and check it out. We have calorie conversions. The calories that I posted there, use them just as they are for the Rogue Echo bike, the Assault bike. If you're going to use the Concept 2 rower or the Concept 2 skier, use them just as they are. For the Concept 2 bike erg, take the calories, multiply them by 1.4, and that's what you will use. For the Schwinn Airdyne, multiply it by 1.5. If you don't have a bike or a rower and you plan on running, see the limited equipment option. We've got a video showing the power snatch and the power clean. Super fitness robot time for the first workout, the bike and snatch one, 3 minutes and 15 seconds or less. For the bike and power clean, 3 minutes or less. More likely times for the bike and power snatch, 5 minutes or less. For the bike and power clean, 4 minutes and 30 seconds-ish. Scaled option for today is precisely the same as the workout of the day because it's percentage-based. And so it's based upon your individual one rep, and therefore it's 60% for the snatch or 50% for the clean. But if it makes sense for you to knock that each one of those down by about 10%, absolutely, do whatever is appropriately challenging for your level. We're all on this fitness journey together, but everyone's at a different point. Limited equipment options. So they don't have a bike. They also don't have a barbell. They've got their trusty dumbbells. We assume a pair of 50s for men, a pair of 35s for women. On this one, you'll use just one dumbbell for the power snatches. When it comes time for the power cleans, you'll use 2 dumbbells. So for the limited equipment option, 3 rounds for time, 20 dumbbell power snatches, and then a 200-meter shuttle sprint. 50 meters out, 50 meters back, 50 meters out, 50 meters back. And those 20 dumbbell power snatches are one-arm dumbbell power snatches, 20 total, and you're alternating arms each time. Rest 5 minutes, then 3 rounds for time, 20 dumbbell power cleans, now with both dumbbells, and still with your trusty 200-meter shuttle sprint. And there's a two-person team version there. We've got videos showing the dumbbell power snatch and the dumbbell power clean. No equipment workout today. Still going to deliver the goods. First one is 3 rounds for time of 20 tuck jumps, 200-meter shuttle sprint, rest 5 minutes, then 3 rounds for time of 20 burpees, and a 200-meter shuttle sprint. Again, it's going to do the trick. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Got the barbell broken out, you're feeling warm, maybe you want to get a bit more barbell work in. Linchpin Barbell Complex number 2 to the rescue. This is considered one complete complex, is you choose the load, one power snatch, one overhead squat, one hang squat snatch, and one full snatch. Does not need to be unbroken. If you want to hold on to the barbell, great. If not, doesn't need to be unbroken. So that's one complete complex. You would perform 2 to 4 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each. The other part of the optional accessory work, let's work the engine, shall we? For time, 5 by 50-meter sprints, resting as needed, you know, a couple minutes between each. Or, if you're going to do it on a machine, 5 15-second intervals of intense biking or rowing, preferably biking because you can spin the bike up faster in 15 seconds than you can the rower. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we're going to stretch. Trap stretch with a lacrosse ball holding 1 to 2 minutes per side. And then the frog stretch, also 1 to 2 minutes per side. And both have a video. Hope you enjoy those friendly, innocent little couplets today. For most of us, it's a rest day tomorrow. I encourage you to take it, and I will see you back here on Friday for more fun.